This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The court-ordered deadline has passed for U.S. officials to reunite all eligible children who were separated from their parents after entering the country illegally. More than 1,400 children, 5 years old and older, have been reunited so far, but another 700 are still in government custody and their fates are uncertain. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he has confidence in his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, rebuffing the demands of a conservative bloc of Republican lawmakers that Rosenstein be impeached and removed from office. VOA's justice correspondent Masood Farivar on the significance of Sessions' praise for his deputy.
Anytime your boss says nice things about you is significant, but keep in mind that Rod Rosenstein is a presidential appointee and serves at the pleasure of the president. And the president has been highly critical of both Attorney Generals Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein. So I don't know how much the Attorney General's words of confidence, vote of confidence in his deputy will carry weight.
Rosenstein oversees the probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. A U.S. military plane brought back 55 cases of remains of North Korea of American service members killed in the Korean War more than six decades ago. Transfer of the remains begins to fulfill an agreement made between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump at their summit in Singapore last month. And the U.S.-led coalition is on a pace this year to drop a record number of bombs. U.S. Air Force says that the U.S. and its allies dropped more than 2,900 weapons in Afghanistan in the first half of the year. This is VOA News. Trump administration giving an ultimatum to Turkey over an American evangelical Christian pastor it has held for more than a year on terror and espionage charges. AP's Sagar Magani is following that story.
Andrew Brunson's case has strained relations between the two NATO allies, and Vice President Mike Pence issued a warning today during a religious freedom summit.
If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith and send him home to America, the United States will impose significant sanctions.
President Trump later tweeted he will impose large sanctions if Brunson's not freed. Turkey's president has in the past linked Brunson's release to the U.S. extraditing a Pennsylvania cleric whom he holds responsible for a failed military coup 2 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen has finished his campaign for re-election by attacking an opposition call to boycott Sunday's polling, calling those who heed it destroyers of democracy. Some 8.3 million people are registered to vote to fill 125 seats in the National Assembly. A day after reaching a truce in the escalating trade dispute with Europe, President Trump characterized his talks with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker as a big economic victory and a historic agreement. Mr. Trump said Europe has agreed to purchase large amounts of American soybeans because, he said, China tried to hurt the American farmer.
We will not let anybody bully our wonderful American farmers. Our fortunes as a nation rise and fall together, and that is why we are going to stick together and win for our farmers and our factory workers, our steel workers, here we are, all across this nation.
A day before the White House meeting between Mr. Trump and the European Commission chief, the U.S. Agriculture Department announced it was making $12 billion available to American farmers who've been harmed by recent tariffs. Amazon's quarterly profits were above $2 billion for the first time as the online shopping, cloud computing, and advertising business kept growing. The company, which has expanded far beyond its online bookseller beginnings, is also moving into healthcare and building up its physical presence as it enhances customer loyalty through what they call smart devices, Prime membership, and shipping and streaming perks. Revenue soared 39% in the second quarter, but still missed analyst expectations. Financial results still pleased investors, who sent its shares up more than 3% in after-hours trading. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.